I thought Arthur Smith did a great job, you know, letting me cut it loose and guys getting open and guys moving around, just making tremendous plays. I thought he called a great game. He helped me get into a groove. We talked about it earlier in the week, and then at the end of the week, he said, you know, it may take a second, you know. I never believed that, but it did. And then we caught a groove. We believed in it, and just the line was giving me enough time to make all those throws and just you know, just you got playmakers like we have, man. Anything's possible. So, like I said, there's still more out there too, and we'll make sure that we get better as we go.
Playmakers made plays for us. I mean, George Pickens with a couple of big time catches, Pat Freiermuth with a hell of a grab. Everyone was involved. That is the mark of a good offense, but that's a good quarterback. And Doran, you've been saying it for weeks. If and when we see Russ, they're going to give him certain freedoms at the line of scrimmage. And boy, it was evident on the first play of the game, Doran. He's up there, and it's silent at Acrisure Stadium. They were giving Russ time to cook. And he's pointing and gesticulating and talking to his lineman. No pre-snap penalties the entire night for the Steelers. Things just seem to work. And he's up there, a total general in complete command of everything from pre-snap through the play, Doran.
And whenever you could do that, it is about the ingredients for the meal, right? And let Russ cook is kind of the motto right now. You know, he's getting those ingredients and he's setting them on the chopping block there and getting them together. But he's also a quarterback that you just said it. And I don't think people realize, if you want to go back and kind of study up on Russ and get a refresher of his career, and especially in Seattle, like he gets guys in good spots. He gets everybody lined up the right way, and he gets everybody in the offense that he wants that can be an effective offense against the defense that he sees. But he also gives guys a chance. Like, Russ gives his playmakers – he makes his playmakers playmakers.
Yes.
I mean, it's evident with George Pickens. Like, George Pickens, we know that he's a very raw, talented player. He's shown flashes and flashes, but now he has a quarterback that will give him a chance and not just like throw it up, hey, go get it, like alley-oop. No, like, I'm going to put it in a spot where only you can get it. And you have to be on the same page with me. And that takes a while, but that is like day in and day out stuff. Like, you had to have known, like, this past week in practice of how much work. Like, I would love to see the login hours of Russell Wilson and the offensive players, how much work and extra work that they got together just to get on the same page as Russ, because he is going to give you a chance, and it's going to be a really good chance.
Yes.
It's not going to just be put up in the air where you have to go fight for a ball. Like, no, you're going to be the only person to be able to go get this ball, but you got to know whenever to jump. You got to know whenever to flash your hands. You got to know whenever to run full speed across the field, and it's going to be boom, right in your chest. That's one of his best. He's always been like that. Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, DK Metcalf, Percy Harvin, all these receivers he's played with throughout the years, he's always given guys a chance. And like, if you're a receiver, a skill player, I mean, you just absolutely love that.
Doran, he also had a play in the red zone, did Russ, where he's rolling flush to his left, and he throws one to Pickens where Pickens has to dive, and it's incomplete. But that to me was such a great illustration of what Russ is, because either my guy's going to get it or no one's going to get it. He didn't put a single ball in harm's way all game long. When he needs to groove one in there, he grooves it in there. When he needs to put touch on it, he puts touch on it. You're right. He gives guys to make plays. The great play from Pickens is where I should have been pass interference. He's got his arm barred down by his side, one-handed catch, but it's right in the breadbasket.
Right there.
And to your point, the extra work coming in, I laughed so hard when Tomlin's like, yeah, we're going to keep this decision in-house. And 5 minutes later, George Pickens is like, yeah, Russ is getting his first start.
Right.
But the reason the question was asked is because Pickens was out there after practice working out more with Russell Wilson, because they are putting in the work. And correct me if I'm wrong, but you would think it's just going to get better from here.
For sure.
The more they're going to work together.
I mean, even the plays that it kind of looked like, you're like, oh man, Russ doesn't have it anymore, where he dirted those two balls.
Yeah.
That was on purpose.
Yes.
Because he knew that the play was dead. He knew that if he threw it, his receiver would have got blown up. Or the defensive back would have made a nice break on it and maybe batted it down or intercepted.
Yeah.
That's why he dirted it. It wasn't because of his arm. It wasn't because it was an errant throw. It was a smart play.
I wanted a mature passing game. I think I called it an adult passing game. I said, that's why they're going with Russell Wilson. I disagreed with the decision, I look like a moron. I'm okay with it because I root for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I said they're doing this because they want an adult passing game. Is it going to transpire? Are they going to execute? I didn't know. They did. Russell Wilson's a pro's pro. One sack. Just one. And I thought early in the game,
yep,
the offensive line was horrendous.
Right.
One sack for the guy who everyone was concerned was going to get crushed in this game.
And then it's like, all right, you're Russ, and you're starting to feel things out, and he's just played so much football. It's like, okay, so where's that pressure coming from? Like, how is that pressure getting to me? Like, after I take that sack, it's like, where? Okay, like, let me see the next down and distance, and whenever I'm in that down, like, where's that coming from? Bang, okay, you know what? Hey, check. Actually, we're going to slide this way. You know, Liz to the left, and you guys are going to slide just a little bit, one step over, and I was going to be protected. I could get the ball out.
Liz to the left.
That's Liz and ripping Liz right and left.
Right and
yeah,
left.
Yeah.
Picking up what you're putting down.
You got it.
Coors Light.
Yes, Coors Light.
This is Pittsburgh, Russ. We're going with Icy Light from here on out, please. Coors Light, Coors Light. Coors Light. That was the Calvin Austin drop, which at that point I was losing my mind. So was Acrisure Stadium. That wasn't Russ's fault, obviously. No. He put it right between the 1 and the 9.